Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my special guest today is Monty Yazzi, the director of the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival going on right now through April 14th out in Scottsdale, Arizona. And this is one of my favorite film festivals because they always find such really, really interesting scripts, some interesting features, and the shorts programs for horror and for sci-fi are always so much fun. Monty, welcome back.
Thank you, Summer. I appreciate being here. I'm excited to chat with you about the film festival. Glad that we can continue to have our conversations.
Well, this film festival has always been a little special for me because I am a sci-fi fan and a horror fan. And here we have a mashup of the two. So it's always, you know, what is it? 31 flavors. I get a little bit of everything in one stop. It's kind of cool. And
most definitely
the work you guys do, finding these films, getting these, the most fun, the most unique, the most, intriguing, films to present is something I appreciate because I'm a fan of indie films and we need more indie sci-fi, indie horror, and you are helping lead that charge. So much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, it's so important to try to provide an avenue for these filmmakers to come out here and show their films. You know, it's especially for sci-fi, it's so important because, you know, what you see in the big theaters are always oftentimes really, really big productions. And, you know, what you see at a film festival are sometimes a little bit more quiet, a little bit more subdued, but they challenge those sci-fi tropes and sci-fi narratives and all those things in such unique ways that I think it really does a wonderful job of like being able to see these on the big screen and being able to kind of experience these, you know, these different stories of sci-fi and, you know, especially how they connect to the world today and, you know, the influences from the past and all these things. And it's always so fun to see what people are putting together for these film festivals.
So was there any particular theme in mind when you were selecting the shorts and the features for this year's festival?
You know, we always talk about themes and we don't really have like a set theme that we're looking for, but we see a lot of themes come through. So this year it was a return to for our horror side. It was we had a lot of vampire films and a lot of like disease films. So I think people who are coming out of the haze of COVID, you know, times and still seeing, you know, how COVID's now with us and everything. They've been incorporating that into their horror narratives. So those were some of the themes that we saw present. And in sci-fi, you know, time travel films are back with a vengeance. It seems like we're so many sci-fi or time travel films that we had this year. And, you know, people are using them in different ways. Some of them are really big, you know, sci-fi stories that take you kind of all over the globe. And then some of them are really subdued. We have one that is kind of quiet that takes place at like a barn house. And we have another one that's kind of big and kind of roams all over the world. So, you know, those are the themes that we've seen this year with the movies coming in. But in terms of what we program, we're always looking for, you know, the best representations from any film that comes out. So we're looking to find those films that are doing all of the filmmaking pieces, you know, exceptionally well. So whether that's acting or narrative or production, you know, those are the pieces that we want to make sure that we're looking at, and so that we can have those represented at the film festival.
Have any of the features or shorts generated any buzz with the fans who've seen them so far?
Yeah, you know, our short film selections are always very well done, and you know, on the sci-fi side, we still have our longtime programmer Michael Stackpole, who does both the sci-fi short selections as well as the competition films. And, you know, we hear buzz from our sci-fi shorts a lot because, you know, within those sci-fi shorts, we have so many different flavors of sci-fi that are represented there. And, you know, the best part about the shorts is sometimes they're, You could have a 5-minute film. Sometimes you could have a 15-minute film. We see a lot from international directors and international production companies. So it's a nice mix of a lot of different influences of sci-fi. On the horror side, for some reason on the horror side, our shorts programs are always so well attended. And within our shorts sections, we have so many different films from all over the US, all over internationally as well too, that it's a lot of fun to see what people are doing. For our sci-fi features, I think the one that people are talking about because it has a lot of big name stars in it is a film called Roswell Delirium. It stars Anthony Michael Hall, Dee Wallace, and Reginald Vell Johnson. We also have another feature called The Bostrom Scenario, which is another one about a character who's haunted by visions of her brother's death, and but everyone denies the fact that her brother existed. Roswell Delirium, which we just talked about a second ago, is really a global kind of film that all kind of looks at the issue when we talk about, the Roswell scenario, as well as kind of taking that into like a family story and using those influences of the history and the past to kind of take a look at, health and grief and all of these different pieces. And then a time travel film we have in our sci-fi section about a scientist who creates a time and kills their younger self. Won't give you anything more than that because it's a very the sci-fi films that we have.
And that one's called Tim Travers and the Time Traveler's Paradox. That sounds like
Yeah,
an
that
episode of like
we
Outer
should hit
Limits or
the end.
something.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's the fun part about it, I think, is we have so many different influences. And you're exactly right. Hit the nail on the head with the Outer Limits piece.
Well, we will have snippets, descriptions of what these films are about, so people who can't attend the festival might check it out when they come near them. The festival itself, this is what, 15 years?
So for horror sci-fi, we're celebrating our 20th year.
Oh, 20 years. You guys should have like had like 20 year graphics for that. That's amazing.
Our 20th year that we've been doing it. The Phoenix Film Festival is in their 24th year, so they have an anniversary next year for their 25th year. But yeah, our festival runs at the same time as the Phoenix Film Festival, so we are really appreciative of the Phoenix Film Festival to, continue keeping the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival as part of its lineup. And yeah, it's pretty great. 20 years in a festival. I've been here now for 9 of those years. It's been pretty awesome. I'm very grateful that we're able to continue moving forward.
And I'm happy to hear that the festival itself is still going strong and continues to attract attention, continues to grow.
Yeah, every year it gets a little bigger. We had a little bit of a hiccup when it came to things not public events not really happening during COVID, but this year it looks like we're back to how we used to be post-COVID, where we had so many, our films are really well attended. We have a whole lot of people here. Yeah, it's a great environment, and we tell people all the time. I tell people all the time when they're here. I said, hey, the movies are awesome. Go watch the movies. They're really great. I said, but give yourself time to like talk to people. You never know, like friendships like that you'll get here. And it's so great, in the time that I've been here to see people who came by themselves who now are coming as a group of people because they found friends at the festival. And now they make it a routine every year to come together as a group. And, and that's always great because I think, a film festival is a great opportunity to see new films, but it's also a great opportunity to meet new people.
Now, some of the filmmakers actually travel in to attend some of the panels, some of the Q&As, talk about who's in-house to talk up their movies.
You know, for our sci-fi shorts, A and B, we have quite a few of the filmmakers are in attendance. And that's some of the best parts. You know, you get to go to see a movie, and then you get to ask the director afterwards about how their movie is and how they went about making it. And I think that's one of my favorite parts, is being able to talk to the filmmaker and kind of pick their brain a little bit in terms of why they made the decisions to make the movie that they made, and you know, maybe get some behind the scenes info about how difficult maybe it might have been, or how fun it was to work with an actor. But yeah, I think every year it sometimes we're surprised by who shows up, and sometimes they let us know well ahead of time. But it's really cool to like be in the short section and then call up those filmmakers, and they end up, you know, being more than what we had thought are there, because you know, the people travel with their films, but a lot of times, you know, they don't often let us know if they're going to be here, so it's a surprise sometimes when they show up. For our sci-fi features, for the feature films, I know we have a couple of filmmakers that are here. We didn't get we didn't get full confirmations on who would be here, but I'm sure two of the three films that we have are going to be represented with somebody, and probably more like three out of the three, because not often. Sometimes the directors don't come. Sometimes a producer will come, or sometimes an actor will come. I know for Roswell Delirium, we have quite a few of the crew members are here in town, so they'll be here. I think the Bostrom Scenario has a couple people here as well too, and Tim Travers in the Time Traveler's Paradox, I believe, has a couple people as well that will be here in attendance. So all three films represented, you know, in some way, shape, or form.
I still can't get stop giggling about that title. It just raises so many questions, and I want to see that one so bad.
Yeah. Well, I think Tim Travers started as a short film. It was a short film that played here in the festival, and that I think it played maybe 4 years ago in the festival, and now they went from a short film to a feature, which is pretty awesome.
Now that's someone I'd like to hear from, to talk about the journey from expanding a short film into a feature. That's dedication. That's a creative vision that could not be stopped.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, you get these passionate filmmakers, and I think sometimes that's really awesome when you get to make a short, it gets into a festival. You know, sometimes all those filmmakers need is a little bit of motivation, and if they find the right audience, all it takes is for somebody to be like, "Hey man, I loved your film. It would be awesome to see that as a feature." And maybe that's all that filmmaker needed to like, you know, maybe start thinking a little bit more about, "Hey, you know, there is something here. Maybe we can make a feature out of it." And I think Tim Travers is that one that, you know, kind of represents that as well too. It's been in production for a while, so you know, I tell people making movies is not easy, so it does take some time to get to the finish line. But it's so awesome to see that they're here now.
Well, I'm very happy that you are continuing to support indie film and indie filmmakers by helping showcase some of these features and the filmmakers who dedicate in some cases years to bringing these to life. Are there any there used to be a screenplay competition. Is that still?
Yes, we still have the screenplay competition. People can submit. We do announce the winner at the same time that we do our competition films as well too. So it's a cool competition. You know, it's judged by a group of filmmakers here in Arizona, some of our film critics as well too, and it's great because we're able to provide, you know, some insight, you know, give. I think a lot of times I think that's the most personal part about the filmmaking process, is like having someone read your work before you have a film put out there. So it is definitely one of those things where, you know, we understand that sometimes those screenplays may need a little bit of work, and sometimes those screenplays are ready to be made into feature films or made into a short film. And yeah, it's really great because, you know, that's where everything gets worked out, you know, in the script. That's where you're able to build a world that you want to build, and it's everything that you want it to be when it's on paper. You know, it's not until you have to start making the film that it gets a little difficult, you know, because maybe your vision is not accommodated by money. Maybe the actors you have in mind aren't available, or maybe the locations you have in mind are too far away. But when you're writing it, you can make that world whatever you want it to be. And that's pretty great. And I think that's the joy of the screenplay competition, is because, you know, it is so personal, and people are writing these stories and they're sharing them with you. And it's a great opportunity to get some eyes on a story.
And to get into a community that will support you in helping your vision come to fruition.
Yes, definitely. You can find your filmmaking friends. And, you know, we talk about that a lot here in the festival, you know, with our team here. But, you know, there's been teams that met at our industry night party, who met their strangers. And then next thing you know, they made a movie together. And, you know, that's really great that, you know, just by hosting this event where we can invite filmmakers to come and share what their expertise is, or share their work, or different things like that, that we're able to find so many great avenues for these filmmakers to connect and, you know, continue working on those projects locally.
Yeah, I love the idea that that accidental mentor sort of comes out of the woodwork because you were talking to the right person at the right event at the right time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To your knowledge, have any previous screenplay winners or finalists returned with a finished film?
Oh yeah, yeah, we've had that. We've had we've had that numerous times. I think there's maybe four or five of those filmmakers that, you know, they might not be the film that they wrote for the screenplay competition, but definitely a few of them have gone on to make their own films, which is always pretty great to see, because, you know, like, a lot of times when you're writing a script, you don't really have the resources to make a film yet. So to see that, you know, some of these screenwriters have now taken the next big step, which is to make their own movies, is always really great. You know, being around for as long as we've been around, 20 and 24 years, it's awesome to see some of these longtime festival people continue to pursue their dream and to continue to make creations. And it's always really wonderful. That's one of my favorite things about coming to the festival, is being able to interact with those filmmakers and see their progression and see what they're doing and see how they're growing every year. And especially those ones that are consistent festival people, the ones that can consistently get into the festival and see how they grow every single time. And, like, you know, their skill just gets better and better and better. And, you know, my favorite story is a lot of times we'll have interns that'll intern in our ticket center or intern with the festival for the festival week. And some of them are liaisons for filmmakers, or some of them are in charge of theater operations, or some of them are in charge of ticketing. And those interns a lot of times will then, you know, turn around and make a movie. And next thing you know, now we're getting interns for them so that they can have a liaison for their movie. And it's just great. And, you know, I tell people a lot that filmmaking now, you know, I get a lot of passion and joy out of watching young people pick up cameras and turn around and try to make their visions come to life. And the fact that filmmaking is so accessible to young people because of the advances in technology, you know, now gives everybody an opportunity to make their movie. And that's really great. And, you know, support these young kids and the stories they have to tell is really, you know, for me at least, that's the joy.
Well, the festival is currently underway, running through April 14th. People can still head on out there today and tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th, to get a glimpse at the horror features and shorts programs that are out there. And the full lineup will be available next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Harkins Scottsdale 101 in Scottsdale, Arizona, a lovely venue.
Yes, yes, definitely. And you can get all the information for our films on phoenixfilmfestival.com. We have a virtual program there that will show you our virtual physical program that we have, and you can look at it like flip through the pages, just like you would if you were here. It gives you all the details about all the movies that are playing here, times and everything. I always tell people, if you're unsure about coming to a film festival, just check that program. And if there's something that you like, get a ticket, give it a try, and see what you think of it. I tell people it's an easy way to get addicted to movies. And there's so much energy. You know, you got a lot of people who are excited about movies, a lot of filmmakers who are excited to show their movies that are here. And you have that opportunity to really engage with them. And that's pretty great. And, you know, all of our pricing for tickets and all of the extra events that we have going on. Yes, we show movies, but we also have parties. We also have panel discussions. We have learning opportunities. We have a lot of different things that we do here at the festival that aren't just sitting down and watching a movie. And it's a great opportunity to kind of be involved and get, you know, some information about film and information about the different opportunities that are available out here. So definitely a film festival, but also a little bit more.
Yes, the entire Phoenix Film Festival schedule, which runs hand in hand with the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival, is available on the website. We will have links to that. All of the panels, all of the filmmaker Q&As, all of that is on that website, and you can get your tickets or scout out and see which events and which films you might be interested in. Again, we'll have links to that. It's phoenixfilm.com. Is that correct?
Phoenixfilmfestival.com.
Festival.com, right. And then horrorscifi.com is where the horror sci-fi tracks specifically are listed. Again, that's at the Harkins, Scottsdale 101 theaters in Scottsdale, Arizona. Lovely place. Go check it out. You will not be disappointed. All of the events, all of the films are lovingly curated by the staff of both festivals. And I, like I said, I've been a fan for a while, and I'm happy that you guys are keeping things going.
Well, we are excited to continue to keep this opportunity going and showing movies out here, and always a pleasure to get to talk with wonderful people who love horror and sci-fi. And Summer, you're kind of one of my longest running interviews that I've had for the festival. So I'm always excited when I get an opportunity to chat with you.
And same here, same here. Well, Monty, again, thank you for your time. I know you're busy keeping things together for the festival. We will send people your way.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this. Slice of
Sci-Fi. Escape Pod, the free science fiction podcast brought to you by Escape Artists.
I rippled a welcoming cadence of light beneath my skin, and then, seeing the newcomer was human, made my best approximation of a smile. Welcome to Helixer Transgalactic Lounge.
Each week, one story told well.
She should have never come back to this God's forsaken junk heap of a space station. But she couldn't help but miss it when she was away for too long.
From the most astonishing and visionary storytellers of the genre.
But because time is a trick of the mind, it can be hacked. And we have gotten good at it. We had to.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or find us on the web at escapepod.org and on Patreon under EA Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Aaron Ashmore from Sci-Fi's Killjoys, and you're listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.
That is the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival running alongside the Phoenix Film Festival, which is happening right now, April 4th through April 14th. You can go down to the box office at the Harkins Scottsdale 101 right now and get tickets for any of the features or the shorts programs right now. Like, you literally can go down there right now. this very minute and check out the films or see some of the upcoming panels, filmmaker Q&As. Like I said, that's a fun festival. It really is. You should check it out if you are in the Phoenix metro area. How about you? What film festivals do you like to attend? Do you have a favorite that you go to every year or every couple of years just because you like the atmosphere and the selections of programming that's offered? Let me know. Give me a call. The number is 602-635-6976 or shoot me an email, summer@sliceofsci-fi.com. You can also chat with me on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi or over on Blue Sky at sliceofsci-fi.com. And as always, you can come by the website, sliceofsci-fi.com, and leave a comment in the discussion section for this episode. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Player FM, and iHeartRadio podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple or following on Podchaser, please consider leaving us a review or a rating. Let folks know you are enjoying this podcast, and maybe they should check it out for themselves. I'd like to thank everyone who is currently helping to support our efforts here, including our efforts to expand what we cover in both video and audio formats. The support you provide helps me keep all of this online. The websites, the audio, the media, all of it. It stays online because you guys are helping out. And for that, I am eternally grateful, very thankful. You have no idea how much your support helps. If you'd like to add your support, there are several places you can go. You can do a donation every now and then at your convenience through PayPal, paypal.me/sci-fi summer. Or you can head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/sliceofsci-fi, where you can pick a tier, any tier, and become eligible for perks. I get a lot of material here for reviewed or help me prepare for interviews, and I can't keep all of it. I really can't. So the monthly perks available through Patreon, that's how I guess, redistribute the goodies. pick a tier, any tier, you'll become eligible. Every month I hit the random number generator and the robot throws me an email address, and that person gets to pick from either books, DVDs, Blu-rays, 4Ks, stuff I have here that I just don't have the space to keep all of it. So you guys get first dibs at some pretty cool stuff. You can also support efforts here through our affiliate shop, which is at sliceofsci-fi.net. There are a few select items there right now, and I will be expanding that as we go along, as I get the time, and find cool stuff that I think folks might enjoy. TV shows, old movies, classic movies, new movies you might not have heard of. They're all there. And go check out the film festival if you're in the area. You will not be disappointed. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next time. Take care.